But now I want to switch angles for you on the Savage Nation. I want you to put your mind into the mindset of the enemy. You're now a lion of the desert. Don't underestimate these people. Never underestimate the Bedouins. Others have done so, and they made a huge mistake. I want you to put yourself in the mindset of the Bedouin who hates us. Now, they look over at America and England and France, and what do they see? They see a country concerned about men marrying men. A man wants to marry a man. Now, what would you think if you were a lion of the desert living in an ancient mindset where a man is a man, a woman is a woman, and you procreate, as the Bible says, and have children? What would you think of a country that spends most of its time arguing over whether a man can marry a man and do to each other what is despised by 99.9% of humanity from the beginning of time until now? Because make no mistake about it, 99.9% of humanity despises this behavior because they do not want to go down that road, and they know it's the road of death. And so you're looking at it from the point of view of the enemy. He sees a country obsessed with a man marrying a man. That's what they're arguing over. And then he sees loudmouth, foul-tempered women in high places bossing men around. Foul-mouthed, foul-tempered women in high places bossing men around. Now, I want you to pull up the Barbara Boxer clip from yesterday where she says, "You're not in power anymore. That was okay when we were in here. You're not in power. I'm in power." You have that little clip ready to show you what I mean by a foul-mouthed, foul-tempered woman in power? Well, let me know when you have that. I know I pulled it out of the hat. I'm giving you one example. Foul-mouthed, foul-tempered women. So the lion of the desert says, "I'd rather die. I'd rather blow myself up than ever see my son Ahmed marrying John, the other guy's son Mahmoud, and doing these despicable acts to each other. I'd rather blow myself up than subjugate myself to a foul-mouthed little degenerate in Congress or in the Senate who shoots her mouth off like this, humiliating men on a regular basis." If we don't wake up in this country, to summarize, the Muslim extremists who are marching in the streets of Europe will be marching in the streets of America, and they will massacre you as sure as I'm standing here. Unless you understand what's at stake, they will massacre you. Unless you understand how they see the world and what's at stake, they will never assimilate in America. Never in a million years will they assimilate and permit their son Ahmed to marry another man. Never in a million years will they permit their daughters to become prostitutes like the vermin on Sunset Boulevard who puke on themselves and are held up as role models by the media. Never in a million years will they subjugate themselves to permit a shrike like Barbara Boxer to use a fishwife mouth on them. Never in a million years. Don't you understand how they see the world? I do, which is why most of them listen to the show and love me. Yeah, you don't know that. The enemy himself probably listens to this show and says, "My God, if more of America was like this guy, I probably wouldn't even want to overthrow the country. I'd have nothing to overthrow. I'd be proud to be part of it." But the country that he rails against, the things going on in this country that this man rails against, are the very things that disgust me. And yet the liberal sees me as the enemy. The liberal who wants to further homosexualize, further feminize, further prostitute, further pornographic the nation, hates Michael Savage. Don't you understand what's at stake? Well, I think I've laid out pretty clearly what I'm trying to say today and what's going on in my mind. And I hope you understand what I'm saying to you.